In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
Truly.
Today in the church, brothers and sisters in Christ, we heard a couple of different times about doubt. During the Matins Gospel, if you were here for Matins, that's the 28th chapter of Matthew, and Jesus is risen from the dead, and he goes and meets the apostles at a place, at a mountain, where he told them he would meet them. And it says they worshipped him, but some doubted. And then today in the Gospel we heard, this is the same Gospel we read on Pascha at Vespers, except it's extended a little bit to have that first ending of John's Gospel. We heard about the Apostle Thomas, who was not with the 11 when Jesus appeared to them. And he said, "I will not believe unless I see the print of the nails and the place where they pierced his side, and the print of the nails in his feet." So we may think that we're running into some serious doubt so soon after the glorious resurrection of Jesus. We're all celebrating and singing, "Christ is risen," and rejoicing. And we believe that Jesus died for us and he rose from the dead. But why the doubt? Especially today, Thomas, he sometimes gets cast as the doubter, even in our secular parlance. You know the expression that someone's a doubting Thomas. If you say that outside of the church, people know exactly what you mean. And there are even some icons of Thomas that are imprinted, you know, doubting Thomas. But the church doesn't look at Thomas in that way. We do hear the word of God in the Gospels, and we know that he disbelieved and he wanted to see it for himself. But the hymns of the church and the way we present the saints, we talk about something very strange. If you were at Vespers last night, you would have heard the blessed doubt of Thomas. They said it was blessed, his doubt. What does that mean? Well, the Holy Fathers tell us it is not the kind of doubt. It is not the kind of doubt that leads to rejection, but the kind of doubt that is hungry for knowledge of the truth and is open and receptive to receive it. So Thomas's doubt was probably the kind of doubt that a lot of us might have. You know, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." We heard that in the Gospels from Jairus, the centurion, whose daughter was dying. And Jesus said, "Do you believe I'm able to do this? Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." So we want to make a distinction between doubt, which is rejection, doubt, which is so hard and firm in a particular way of seeing and is not open to what God wants to show us, and another kind of doubt, which hungers, which thirsts, and which questions because we want to grow. And that's how the church presents Thomas. Thomas is remembered, of course, as an apostle various times throughout the year. He has his own special day on October 6th. And then June 29th, we remember Peter and Paul as the chief apostles and all the apostles. And then today, on this first Sunday after Pascha. We don't call this Doubting Thomas Sunday, by the way. We call it New Sunday. So it's optimistic and it's refreshing, despite Thomas's doubt at first. It is called New Sunday. St. John Chrysostom says of the Apostle Thomas, "He was once weaker in faith than the other apostles, but he toiled through the grace of God more bravely and more zealously and tirelessly than them all, so that he went preaching over nearly all the earth, not fearing to proclaim the word of God to savage nations." You know, these apostles were chosen by Christ for a reason. He was preparing them to do something very important in the history of salvation. And as the Orthodox Church, we understand that. And we receive that. The apostles were the one who were the first-hand witnesses of the things God was doing. They saw Jesus Christ. They ate with him. They shared fellowship. They traveled with him. They participated in his healing ministry and in his preaching. They were with him during that time as brothers. And they were the only ones. It is their word which planted the word of God throughout the world and which we hear today. The word of the apostles, we often say, is all that we have. You know, we don't have a video camera that shows us Jesus on the cross or rising from the dead. There's no written documentation other than what the apostles have told us. So all we know about our faith was given to us by the apostles who were there. So it's very important that they took their mission seriously. And if they had doubts, express them, share them, you know, and be corrected and be taught, just as Thomas is in the gospel today. You know, Thomas does get to see the hands and the feet and the side of the Lord, and immediately he falls down and he says, "My Lord and my God, my Lord and my God." One of the clearest, strongest affirmation of Jesus' lordship and his Godhead in the four Gospels, coming from the mouth of Thomas. So Jesus was equipping Thomas and all of the apostles for this very, very important ministry. Thomas, according to the tradition of the church, founded Christian churches in Palestine, Mesopotamia, Parthia, Ethiopia, and India. We heard in the epistle today about some of the hardships the apostles had to endure for preaching this new way of life, which is the Christian life, which we still preach today. They were jailed. They were persecuted. More specifically, Thomas, he was a martyr, so he died for preaching the gospel. He converted the wife and son of the prefect of the Indian city of Meliapur. He was locked up in prison, tortured, and finally pierced with spears, it says. So he's a very important saint in India today, in the Orthodox Church in India, the Apostle Thomas. We don't focus on the doubt, although it's there. The icons that are sometimes inscribed the doubting Thomas are more accurately translated the touching of Thomas. Because it is when he touched the Lord, when he was granted permission to see him and handle him, that he believed. And he was then equipped to go out into the world and spread this word. If it weren't for the apostles, we would have no knowledge of the salvation, of the things that Jesus does for us, that God has shown us through the cross, the death, and the resurrection. We rely on their word. And we heard also in the Acts of the Apostles the amazing things that they, in their weakness even, were able to accomplish. You know, Thomas doubted, but Peter doubted as well. Peter denied Jesus. We know that. He also doubted when Jesus told him the Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of sinful men, crucified and killed, and he will rise up again. Peter said, "No, Lord, this will never happen." And Jesus had to chastise him, "Get behind me, Satan." So this very Peter, the one who denied the Lord, the one who couldn't stay awake with him while he prayed, is going out into the towns and the villages, and the mere shadow of him is healing the sick and curing people of their diseases. How powerful and how strong and how true is this apostolic word? Right? We believe it and we accept it. What does this say for us? If we have doubts, it's probably good that we express them, that we share them, that we pray about them, that we confess them. One of the interesting things, I grew up in the Orthodox Church, like a lot of us here probably. We spend our lives doing. You know, we go to church, we pray, we know the services, we attend, we participate, we hear those Gospels. Sometimes we just never question them. Until later on in life. You know, when you're an adult, you might meet somebody. They say, "Oh, you believe that, but did you know?" And they'll tell you something out of a non-Christian source, you know. "The Quran says," Or, they might come knocking at your door and tell you, why do you believe that? And then maybe we start questioning. But that's okay. You know, find out, ask questions, learn. As long as we're not so hardened that we're not willing to grow into the knowledge of the fullness of God. This is what God wants for us, by the way. As long as we're willing to accept it, as long as we're willing to get out of our comfortable area and find out, why do we do this? Why do we believe this? What exactly do we believe? This is what God wants from us, and this is our message today. If we have doubt, if we're weak in our faith sometimes, and everybody is, you know, do what it takes to strengthen the prayers. Come to the sacraments. Talk to your priest. Share that. God wants all of us to be saved and to have the knowledge of the truth. The very last words in chapter 20 of John that we heard today. Jesus did many, many things in the presence of the disciples, and many of them are not written in this book, it says. But these are written, why? So that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, we might have life in His name. That's the reason for it all. That's the reason we have the Word of God. We preach it, we teach it, we receive it, and we share it. So thank God for all the apostles, for the evangelists, the ones who carry this down and share this great faith with us. May we be emboldened too, even in our doubts, to overcome them, to grow into God, and then to go out into the world and be a light for other people, to teach them the gospel. Today we ask for the prayers of the Holy Apostle Thomas, and of all the saints, the apostles, the preachers, the evangelists, and the teachers, and all the saints, that God would have mercy on us and save us through His gospel word. Amen. Christ.